big day today because it's not Turnaround Tuesday, yet we're still seeing even big gains on top of yesterday as the world wakes up to the tightening balance sheets, where not only is the yield declining for the soybeans and corn now after a rough bout with the hard red winter wheat crop, we're also seeing demand robust yet. Yesterday, the EPA did issue large small refinery waiver exemptions, but they're also going to announce that the big refineries are going to take this over here. In October, they're going to put this out, and that implies usage remains strong. So soybean oil up over 72 cents today. That's helping canola, which is on fire again today as the crop is not doing well north of the border, nor in some areas here as well. Canola production is pretty rough going. So we got canola making new contract highs for the year as well. So grain futures, like I said, new contract highs as far as the eye can see. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all seeing this same thing as money flows in from the elevated stock market, which is getting corrected a bit here, I might add. And we're seeing crude oil head back up to $90 a barrel today as, guess what? The supposed six-week war between the U.S. and Iran is now going beyond 6 months, and there is a oil carriers that were hit with small damage, but threatening the movement of these large supertankers wanting to go through the Strait of Hormuz. So, hey, oil continues to get pinched. And you know what? It's hurricane season. And anytime now, we're going to get an announcement of a big hurricane that could enter the Gulf of Mexico and threaten production, which always goes for an annual shutdown for a while for these bad weather events. So that's yet to come. So crude oil strong, as supporting the grain trade on that biofuel aspect on top of the EPA news yesterday. We have soybeans leading the gains today, up 29 cents as all beans are in the teens. We have November beans up 29 cents, 13.17, January up 28.5 cents, 13.31¾. March gaining 27¼ cents, 13.36¼, as those no carry once you go past January. Corn, December, they're a couple pennies off the high and still up 7.5 cents on the day, 5.45¼. Contract highs, 5.50 is kind of an interesting number on the charts up here, so be a little leery here how they like to herk and jerk for a while. March corn up 7 cents, 5.59¼. Oh, yes, and we should soon hear from many analysts their guesses for next Tuesday's WASDE and crop production reports. We'll see how StoneX does from behind their desks, always trying to guess the crop and always guessing it as the largest estimate out there. Let's see if they lower their estimate from last month, which they likely will because crop ratings are well below last year. Yesterday, corn ratings left unchanged at 57%, which is well below last year. Soybeans down another 2%. Sudden death syndrome is starting to show up there. Wheat trade, it's higher, made a new contract high, but true to form, makes its high in early morning hours when the Matif opens around 4 a.m., and then your vigilante sellers come in and take the bloom off the market. Currently a dime off the highs, but we are still up 10 cents on December Chicago, 7.84. Kansas, a dime off the highs as well, but still up 8¾ cents for December contract, 8.46¾. Minneapolis wheat December holding a 13¼ cent gain, $7.76¼ last fall. March Minneapolis picks up 11.5 cents a bushel at $7.93¼. Cattle futures back under pressure today. Nothing really new. They bottomed last week, did a big bounce into Monday, and now we're chip-chopping around between a recent support and the resistance they set up on a two-day bounce. So what do? Yeah, sell them off today. We have box beef, though, gaining $2.20 on the choice today. Select up 217, so maybe we're working some kind of a low here in these cattle. Feeder index, it only lost 11 cents. It's at 329.19. Carrying a $9 premium to the September feeders right now, down 95 cents, 320.50. October feeders, they're down $1.87, 315.15. It's about $5 off their lows made last week. November feeders down 230, 308.12. January's toying with that $300 mark, down 235 right now at $300.42. That's $2 off their lows as well. Hog futures, not much here. October up 5 cents at 83.72 after a big bolt rise yesterday to the upside. So maybe something went in place for these hogs near $80 in October. The Decembers are up 5 cents, 74.20. Gold and silver, another big hit again today. after dropping from Fed Chairman Warsh's talk last week. And the interest rates continue to firm here on the bonds. They are only showing the bond market down 10 cents today, but 10 ticks at 108.10. But interest rates are again rising back to the levels they had seen here a while ago. And so metals getting checked again. Down $97 on the December gold. We're under $4,400. We're at $4,384. December silver down $1.58, $65.41, while the dollar gains 21 cents to 99.32. Bitcoin, well, the September contract, down $1,345, $77,900 last. And crude oil, with the Iranian situation heating up again, and Russia and Ukraine having no impasse, we're back up $4.21. We are pennies, and I mean literally, we're going to trade it right now. $90 a barrel right now, up $4.24. Gasoline for October, up 6.25 cents a gallon, $3.14 right now. Big story, diesel fuel. As the crack spreads continue to blow out on a shortage of diesel fuel, up 28 cents a gallon right now for October, $4.69 last on the screens. Any questions, you can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day.